I sit by my favorite tree, known as the grandfather tree, that grows just a little way from the woodland path. People from the village say that this yew tree is 1,000 years old, maybe more, and that it magically comes alive to stalk the forest at night. Dusk falls, and I see the light from a few dozen stars beginning to peek through the glowing sky as I think back. When I was very small, I would often sit under the boughs of this very tree with my father, where he would delight me with wonderful fairy tales. I vividly remember him telling me that if I sat very, very quietly and listened ever so carefully, that the grandfather tree would tell me many extraordinary secrets. Fantastic stories of mystical fairies and faraway lands. Stories that, as a girl, made me shiver with delightful anticipation of what might be lurking within the woods. And there were darker tales, too, meant to warn me, meant to keep me safe. Tales of girls who wandered into the woods and never came back. And the grim tale of how my grandmother was found. Breathe in the night. Somehow the forest feels so different from how it felt when I was a little girl. The night seems so alive. The air is thick with the unknown, with danger. I feel restless. I feel a deep-seated hunger, a need that grows within my belly. There is an unfamiliar intensity to this night. An old raven perches above me, high among the gnarled branches. He twists his head intently to one side as if to listen. Is he listening to the whispered tales of the ancient tree in which he sits? Or perhaps the old raven listens vigilantly for the dangers hidden deep within the woods? My mother seemed to delight in telling me the dark tales of terrible things, godforsaken things. Stories of unholy creatures that could end me in the blink of an eye. She told me of wild-eyed, loathsome creatures lurking behind every tree and beneath every stone. Evil demons that would tear my poor body limb from limb. She was especially fond of telling me about the big bad wolf that roamed these woods, a beast who would eat me up without a care. Time after time, my mother would scold. Never stray, little Red. Keep to the path and please be a good girl. Well, maybe I don't want to be a good girl, Mother. When I was a little girl, impetuous as I was, I always heeded her warnings about the dangers of the forest. But now that I'm a woman, I find myself craving those very dangers. Did she not think that perhaps as I grew older, I might become curious about those forbidden things? Curious about the wondrous temptations that lurk down every winding path throughout the woods? I admit that, as a girl, I felt that frightened curiosity every time I'd hear the distant howls of the wolf. It sent shivers down my spine, but that flame of curiosity has matured into a burning desire within the depths of my core. Maybe, just maybe, darkness surrounds me now. only the starlight reflecting through the treetops and onto the fallen leaves of the forest floor allows me any vision of my surroundings. I close my eyes as I breathe in the crisp night air. I've dreamt this scenario 1,000 times. I'm running down the wooden path as I hear the cries of the wolf growing nearer. I can almost feel his hot breath on my neck as he sprints ever closer behind me. I veer away from the path, cutting through the thickest part of the wood where I'll be able to hide. But the faster I run, the slower my feet seem to move. Maybe it's because deep down I know what I want. I want to be caught. Just for comfort, my hands find their way between my legs, lightly brushing against my warm, precious spot. Ah, how lovely that feels. Reaching under my skirts, my fingers begin to work slowly between my exposed thighs. Joy fills me. Care escapes me. One finger. Two fingers slip inside. I inhale deeply as my fingers fill the place where no man has ever been. My heart races. My breath quickens and rapture envelops me. An intoxicating fusion of pleasure and danger spirits me away. I'm lost in delirium, lost to my own illicit thoughts. I imagine what it would feel like to be with him, to be with the wolf, to have him take me, to have that unholy cock ravage my tight hole, relentlessly fucking me like he would fuck his bitch. Oh, to feel that magnificent creature fill me so completely, to feel that brutish cock unmercifully fuck my eager cunt deeper, knotting inside my tight walls and spilling his seed inside me. Oh, my, what big teeth you have. Oh, what would it feel like to be truly devoured by him? My big, bad. Wolf. Trembling from head to toe, I look up. The old raven takes flight across the virgin moon. I slowly remove my wet fingers out of my delicious cunt. One by one, I lick each finger. Perfectly clean. Sorry. I do try to be a good girl, Mother. Honest, I do.
Oh.